Catherine Hunt, talking like this for Andrea Carlisle. A cold wind blew in gusts that caught the root hold of the firs. Clouds fled across the sky, and I felt empty, free of myself, just walking. The way the trees leaned and circled, tossing their long branches like a woman who's had enough might toss away something she loves. A few doors down, men were putting up a wall with their nail guns and saws, ladders, bags of sand all over the yard. How satisfying that must feel to stand back at the end of the day and admire a house you've made in the company of others, to be a practical use like a frying pan. "Don't fall off your ladders," I shouted. "Each one some mother's child. I'm not a mother myself, but I had a wish to remind them. I was afraid they'd fall off in a blast of cold wind. And they waved at me, maybe not hearing my words at all. My friend was out in her yard. She gathered her cat in her arms and stood with me. The wind blew us around, pushing us this way and that. She tucked her cat inside her sweater. "I feel a deep anger about something I can't quite pin down," she said. "I know," I said. "A big wet cloud falling over me." "Yes," I said. I pulled my hat tighter down over my ears. "I grow weary of my mind's limitations, my indecision," she said, "the feeling that everything is slowing down, how much it hurts, aging, death, the whole thing." "I get that," I said. "I can't fight against it any longer," she said. "No," I said, "won't do you much good." "Still," she said, "I treasure each chance we have to talk like this. That matters, doesn't it?" The wind took up her voice then, raked it over the backbones of the firs, swept it far off into another country.